And we are back here on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I'm production engineer Nathan, filling in for Martha Norwalk's Shoes as the guest host of this week's edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you're listening to us on the radio dial, that's where you get us, is 1150 a.m. You can also listen to the show on 98.9 HD3 in the Seattle area. Or if you want to listen to us anywhere in the world, our online ways to get to the show will be 1150kknw.com, and you click on the Listen Online tab. You can also get to that button by going to marthanorwalk.com. You can even download our app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, 1150 AM KKNW. That'll pull up the stream directly as well. And we are sitting here today with Natasha Venter from intuitiveclarifications.com, a psychic medium, intuitive clarifications coach. Anything into that crystal ball that you can peer into, I'm sure she can cover that for you. Welcome once again, Natasha, to Animal World.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with me. And I'm grateful to be here with you. And Martha, we're sending you a lot of love. And you know, may the healing come upon you, because you are amazing. And I'm just so grateful for you to be in my life. So thank you very much.
And I hope that
trusting us with this show, because I know that, you know, we were talking about maybe doing an encore show, but I just feel like that I was asking her, I said, Martha, there's just so much energy going on right now that I want to be here to just, you know, say some of these things that I have an understanding of. Because after these calls, I'll probably, if we have time, you know, cover some of the planetary shifts and the things that are happening right now that can actually affect our body.
Oh, absolutely. Especially since it's Lunar New Year, too. So there's going to be a lot of things going on that we need to know about. But as we know on the show, that the callers do take priority, and we have two on the line right now. We're going to head to our first caller on the list. That is Tina in Lake Stevens, who had a cat that joined her home that was once a feral cat and wants to know a little bit more about how Jasper is doing. So welcome to the show, Tina. You are live with Natasha Venter.
Thank you, Nathan. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
So it's been a while since we talked, and there have been some changes. I did let both of my horses go in December.
Oh, and I'm so sorry.
And we had talked about Rainy, and I just felt that Logan wanted to go with her, and so I let them both go. And then 3 days later, my dad passed away. So,
gosh. Oh my gosh, Tina, you know, I'm going to say, I think I've actually asked Martha, but you have been so much, I have these flyby knowings and people pop into my knowings, and you have so much been in my knowings that I was, oh my gosh, girl, yes, oh, my love is
well,
with you.
Thank you. But so,
oh my gosh, talking about grief.
The barn is empty now, except for Jasper the kitty. And you remember us working
yes.
with Jasper. It's been almost a year now that he's come to live with us. And he'll eat out of my hand, but I still can't touch him. But he really wants love. But I'm just thinking about him. With the horses not here, the coyotes are a little bit more present. And
yes.
so, you know, I'm trying to keep Jasper safe. I put up an extra motion light, and I'm wondering, should I leave the lights on in the barn or should I turn them off at night? And also how he's feeling, if he's lonely down there, and just what I can do to help keep him safe. And
okay, so maybe a light on that's not over him would be okay, but he needs his dark. He
okay.
needs his reclusive time. He's telling me that I need my reclusive time. Lonely? He's not lonely. He's a loner. He feels very much like he's a loner still. He's a lot like my feral cat, my Ava. It's like she wants to be petted so badly, but as soon as you do, you get three rubbed up against, and then she swats you. You know, it's like, you know, it's just there's just too much, and the word that wants to come to me is static, if that makes any sense. That there's just too much energy. There's just too much. It's overwhelming. It's not in their not in their wheelhouse with energy. They just don't understand that love, that it's about receiving. They don't know how to receive that knowing. Why do I
Well,
feel like there's a
he's not.
dog?
My dog and I are walking right now. Really quick, I'll say that he's not swatting at me anymore. He's reaching out and he's kind of touching my hand with his paw rather than giving a swift
Yay,
swat, which is what he was
congratulations.
doing. So, yeah. So, and then you're picking up on the dog. My dog Olive and I are walking. I figured I would, you know, maximize my time, and so we're on a little walk. And
I love
so
that. I
what.
love that. Because there's something about, you know, like with the coyotes and stuff, that when you do have a dog that you know does their normal night run or whatever that can happen, that a lot of times that helps with the coyotes. But yeah, I can understand.
Well,
Thank
and
you.
I don't leave, I don't really leave Olive outside. She's more of
No, I
a,
know that.
yeah,
Yeah. No,
okay.
I get that. That's why I was saying like my dog sometimes likes to do the nighttime run around the yard to kind
Okay.
of to kind of, you know, it's that smell, it's that energy around, you know, because we have coyotes where we're at too. So that's actually what got my Rocky. He told me a coyote got him. So going into this, that okay, let me tuning in. I feel like in the barn he's more safer. Because he's still in his enclosure, right?
No, he's loose on the property.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been loose on the property since
No,
October.
I was because I was getting that he goes back to a certain spot. Does he go back to a certain spot?
He does go back to that area of the barn where he first was, where I first let him out of the cage into the room, and he was in the room for about 2 weeks,
Okay,
and then I
that's what I
opened
was
the
getting.
room.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was getting was is that he goes back, 'cause that's why I was getting that his energy was a lot there. So, I get that he's a wise little coo he's a wise little guy. He's a wise little guy. So, I wouldn't worry about him too much. He knows how to hide. He knows the signs when coyote's around. Yeah, he knows where the sign you know, it's like I am so I want to honor you.
Thank you.
I want to honor you, my dear, because having that understanding that, you know, it's hard enough to let one go, but to understand that they both wanted to go. Wow. Good job. I'm just going to
Thank
say,
you.
good job. Good job.
Thank you.
That's not easy, nor is it something that I would ask anybody to go through. And then your dad. And then. So, this is time to take care of you, my dear. And remembering what we talked about at the beginning of the show about the body, that your body may be going through, like if something comes up, like a cold, remembering that I'm healthy and I'm processing through my life. My body and I are processing through what I've gone through, and I'm digesting my life with grace and ease. You know, a lot of those kinds of mantras or affirmations can really be helpful in flowing through what, you know, your diet. You know, you might find that, gosh, I can't eat something that I usually eat, or I'm just very low in energy. You know, I can't, you know, it's like, gosh, I need to take a nap at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, that might be that the liver might be needing a little bit of rest and processing of and the gallbladder area, right? So, or the spleen helps process what the liver and the gallbladder is going through. And then your adrenals, oh my gosh, the adrenals that they get hit, you know, because of the grief process that you go through. Because I know how everything was just so part of you. And, you know, when you have a connection with animals like you do, that it is losing someone who is in that life form for you. So, I honor you. I honor you, my dear.
Thank you. I found it interesting you talking about the left knee because I've had trouble with my right knee the past few years, and recently my left knee has been complaining a little bit, which was kind of weird. It's like, well, what's wrong with you? My right knee's fine. It's feeling fine, but my left knee is complaining. So I found it interesting what you were talking about with the left knee earlier. So thank you.
Yeah, because it's the feminine side of the body. And so when we're going through the grief process, it is a vulnerability piece, and it is a lot of receiving of that. A lot of females have a hard time receiving. And so when we're walking forward and receive and not able to fully receive the love and the kindness from the universe, be able to receive our walk in our life. It's amazing how those parts of our body says, "Ah, me, I'll tell you how to do it."
Okay.
So send it love. Say that we're processing the best we can. Rub it, give it some energy of saying thank you for telling me that we need a little bit more attention. I will give you like I put castor oil on my knee when my knee was aching, so it would help. Because castor oil pulls out some of that stagnant energy, and so I put a little bit of castor oil on my left shoulder and my right knee, because I was dealing with a lot of the masculine energy in my life with my husband and I having disharmony for a little while, and then the feminine side of me was how was I processing that masculine energy, and
Okay.
it was a bigger story, but. It's like, but when you go through the grief, it does resonate in the body like you do. And you've been holding this grief because you knew this day was going to be coming, with all these, but you didn't think it was going to be a domino effect like that. So,
Right. Yep.
woo.
Okay, thank
Well,
you.
my love is
I
with you, my
appreciate
dear.
you. Okay,
Yeah,
have
and
a great
remembering,
day.
I was thinking about you, my dear, and sending you a lot of love. So you must have been going
Okay.
through what you were going through.
I felt it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you so much, Tina, for your call. It's so great to hear from you again. And for those of you out there who do want to speak to Natasha Venter, we do have phone lines open after we finish up with Veronica here, who is coming up next. But before we go there, we do need to take care of our advertisers here since we're at the time in the hour. And if you want to get into the queue to speak with Natasha before, as we're at the break, our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Before we get to the break, Natasha, is there anything you needed to say and a little bit as a kind of a summary or follow up from Natasha's call? I mean, Natasha's and Tina's call. I must be that Mercury retrograde coming up here.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So everybody, we'll be back here in just a moment on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Stay with us.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
We are back here on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's halfway through the second hour here on the show, so we still got plenty more to come up. And if you want to get into the phone line queue, our phone number 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. We'll get you in line to have an intuitive reading from Natasha Venter about yourself or your animal friend that is here or maybe even passed on. We'd be happy to speak with you regarding any of the above. And during the break, you heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, as Martha's chosen church to attend to every final Sunday of the month, because that's why we do the encore shows. And then, of course, we also heard from Martha Norwalk herself. If you wanted to speak with her, she will still take your phone calls, even though she's a little bit out of commission and not super mobile. She will be happy to speak with you on the phone. And her phone number is 360-217-7258. Lastly, Whispering Dragon Center is also being involved in the recovery for Martha and getting her back into action. Of course, Jude is a sound healer, acutonics and forks and things like that, doing great work with Martha as she is recovering. And we should have Martha back in full swing here very shortly. So continue sending your love and your prayers. And before we go to our next caller here, who is Veronica in Idaho, Natasha, I think you had something you wanted to say to follow up from Tina's phone call real quick.
Apologize. I did not hear you when you asked me that question because I was getting a download from Tina at the same time I received a call text from someone who's going through a life-altering moment saying that she's okay. So I just, everything lately has been going on at the same time in my life right now. So Tina, I wanted you to know that your lovely four-leggers are, oh my gosh, your horses are just so grateful that they had you as guardian for them. And they're okay. They are feeling good. They are dancing. They are running. They are feeling frisky. I see them being very frisky. And if you feel them around, they are around you once in a while. And sometimes they kind of just frisk around and then they run up to the fence like they used to do and when they were a little bit younger. And so just remember, you were just an amazing mom to them, and they're so grateful that they could trust you. So thank you, Tina, for being who you are. And then, so Veronica, let's go to Veronica.
Yeah, let's bring Veronica on now from Idaho, who has a dog, Chico, who is vomiting frequently and not eating much. I think Veronica said he's about 7 years old, but we'll have Veronica tell us more about what's going on. So welcome to the show, Veronica. You are live with Natasha Venter.
Thank you. Hello. How are you, Natasha?
Thank you very much for your patience with us. I know you called at the top of the hour, and now it's a half an hour, so we
oh,
do
no,
apologize.
No problem. No problem.
Apologize.
Chico, my dog, has just been thrown up a lot, and I don't know what to do for him. My husband's having some health issues, and I am too, and I feel he's getting those energies, and I just want to keep him calm through everything, and how can I help him?
What are you feeding him, my dear?
We just basically feed him meat.
Okay, so you make it yourself, you cook it yourself?
No, actually, we go and we have them slice it for us in the deli.
Oh, okay, I hear you.
No, no. I was,
yeah, well, no. It's good, but it's when you have, like animals do eat different things when they are stressed. And mm-hmm. so, like, having pumpkin, mixing it with some pumpkin, mixing it with maybe some blueberries might be good for Chico. You know, doing some things that help the gut process through. You want to stay away from, like, the garlics and the cinnamon and that kind of stuff. But, you know, going through and adding just a little bit more can help with the processing of what you guys have been going through. Because I know that you, I can get a feeling that you have been going through a lot lately of decisions. A lot of us are deep decision making right now. I know that I have some coworkers that are like actually changing schools. You know, they're doing some deep changes, and when we go through these deep changes, the animals process, and remembering that you've been processing things for the last couple of months and years, and so this buildup can help in our animals. And so what I'm getting is that if you can shift up the diet just a little bit, get it more rounded. It's not that animals need to eat a variety. But sometimes when they're going through stress, then we need that little bit more antioxidants and that kind of stuff. And maybe that might help with giving that little bit, stirring it up with him and giving him a little bit more. Because when a dog is getting sick too, they can get a little bit dehydrated. And so if you can mix the pumpkin with a little bit of rye, with some water, you know, get it a little bit liquid so that it's not so dry, that can help him actually too.
So can I give him like steamed yams?
Yes.
A little bit of water. Is that mm-hmm. okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Cause I like those too.
He
likes the blueberries. He loves blueberries too. So I think that'd be real easy. I didn't know that. So
yeah, and like I feed my dog. I mix some meat and then some pumpkin and rice and like blueberry strawberry mixture, and then some green beans or peas or carrots or something like that, and I mix that up for her.
Okay.
And then, cause when we're going through the stress, there's that energy field. And I know for my dog, when we've gone through, my husband and I've gone through a stressful moment, she may be, a little bit slow eating breakfast in the morning or slow eating dinner. And so, because she's an emotional being herself. And so, going into this, that I feel like Chico is a very emotional being and very much loves both of you. And so when you're going through something, he's doing that. And like I was saying, that sometimes the animals process something about that, you know, 3 to 6 weeks behind us. And so, you know, and we don't realize why are they getting hit right now, and that's part of it. So if you can just make it a little bit more gently on his gut for right now, that might assist him in. Because I'm feeling more of like it's more of an energy block. And so if you can maybe rub his tummy, you know, like do the, you know, go from the head down his feet, down into his gut, you know, down his back and then off his tail so that, you know, the energy moves through him. I know that he gets groomed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the groomer will do that, but you, mom, can help move that energy, because as we get energy that stagnates in us, energy stagnates in them too. And I feel like there's some energy that's stagnating, right? It's kind of like, it's kind of like where for us would be where the rib and the stomach start. The softer tissue where the ribs and in the on his belly. So where the ribs come down, and then there's that soft spot right underneath where the ribs kind of separate. There's a spot right there. So if you can rub that, and it's not necessarily like a hiatal hernia, but it has that feeling like there's something that's just not feeling totally right there. And so if you can just kind of softly move that energy right in that area, that might help. And then the back in that same area, so that's right behind the shoulders area, kind of move that energy. Is he a little tender in those spots?
Yeah, he's really, I think he might have arthritis. I don't know. You'll tell me. Kind of close to his bottom, like in the hip area, right above the hips, not the actual legs or anything, just actually the back. And so we
Well,
try to rub it there as well.
yeah, and that's and arthritic tendencies tend to be from stagnantic energy. And so with that, that like I was listening to one of my videos when I was posting, and one of the guys was saying that he listens to his fingers. His fingers are the first teller on how his gut and how his body is processing. And I have this technique, a ginseng technique, and each finger represents an organ, and each finger represents like my husband's thumbs have been aching him, and he and it's about worry and pretense and rigidity, and then it's about the spleen and the stomach. So he says he's fine, but obviously he's working through something because his thumbs are talking. So,
Would that be?
it
Oh, go ahead.
go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, would that be reflexology in the hand?
It would be yeah, because every healing technique has something that mirrors another thing. And so the like the mudras where you hold your fingers in certain places, that actually is moving that energy in our body too in those certain places. So just holding things and loving them can make a huge difference in our process. But remembering your dog is processing a lot what you guys have been going through, because when you got him, sometimes we have to think what were we going through when we first got our animals, right? What were you going through?
I was still mourning the loss of my last dog. We just went to the pet store. I had to hold something, hug it and love it. And they never have puppies there. And so I got to hold them, and then we came home. And I was telling my mother-in-law about it, and she said, "Veronica, I'm going to buy you that dog. You need something to love." So I went down and got him. He actually picked us, I think,
Exactly. And
So.
animals will pick you. I know our dog did. And so what were you going through in your relationship when you got them?
Oh, how am I going to do this? I don't have a dog because, he was my safe spot.
So then
So I
that
think
feeling of
that.
safety. So now that sometimes when we get an animal at the at when we're in the middle of that moment, that seems to be the theme that animal can hold that energy for us through. And so not all of it, but if our house is in big disharmony and ADHD is strong, we might find that our dog tends to be more ADHD in theme. Until we shift that energy in that animal and in us, we can change that intention. Nothing is permanent, but it also has that. So with that getting the sense that you've really had struggles with your relationship, that your dog is holding a lot of that energy field.
I'll give
Okay.
him some good massages then when
I
he's
know you
coming.
will. You are a loving being, my dear. So you are so much a loving being. So thank you.
Thank you. And I guess that's it. Just want to get him
Okay.
healthy.
So remembering, I'm not a vet. I'm not a vet. I'm not one that would, you know, it's like if you feel like you need to take him to a vet. But that's what I'm getting is that there's just some energy blocks that are happening. And especially since he's now seven, that a lot of that energy has been, you know, put in. And, you know, where he came from, you know, when you're talking about breeders, sometimes they don't always breed with the good intentions, and then they end up in the pet stores. And so, you know, he already had kind of like a tendency for need of a little bit more TLC in the gut area.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Natasha. I really appreciate this.
No problem. And I hope this helps you. And remember, if it does continue, you know, a vet, but energy is so palatable right now. And, you know, and I'm going to be talking about going into the eclipses and a lot of that energy that's coming forward. And this eclipse, oh my gosh, I'm getting a sense intuitively that it's about breaking down our old blocks. And so Chico is starting that process for you.
All right. Well, take care. You've always done me right. I've talked to you a few times. And
yes.
So thank you so
much.
So
thank you. Thank you for your trust. I appreciate you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, Veronica. Always great to hear from people who call into the show at 425-373-5527. And our phone lines are now open. So I know while Veronica was patiently waiting, if you call us right now, you don't have to wait. So as we wait for people to call into the show, we're going to start talking about some astrology and other energy stuff. Of course, as you can tell by our conversations today with between me and myself and Natasha, and then our phone calls with Natasha, there's a lot of different energies going on in the world today, and we're going to hear all about that. But before we get there, we do need to take our second break of this 10 o'clock hour. So stay with us. Give us a call. We'll be right back here on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, here with Natasha Venter.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuTro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, everybody, to this Lunar New Year edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We are here with Natasha Venter today to talk about all the energies going on in the world surrounding us. And if you happen to be of Chinese descent or know a little bit of Chinese in the audience, want to wish you Xinying Kuai Le, which is Chinese for Happy New Year, everybody. And welcome back to the show, Natasha Venter. Thanks for being here today, as you do with us each and every third Sunday of the month.
Oh, I'm always grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful Martha has given us the opportunity to continue the show today, as you know, we've said before, as Martha has been a little bit on the knowing that she wasn't going to be able to sit in front of our computer for this long, and so appreciate for this gift of trusting us in this blessed moment of movie, because this is a huge weekend for a lot of our understanding that's coming up in the next couple years here.
And it seems like we are doing a good enough job where Martha has not texted me yet saying like, hey, talk about this or something like that. So
yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to not go into the total woo-woo of life like I can go.
Right.
But I'm all about, you know, it's like my intention is really to help people go through that 3D world of, like with Tina, going through the grief and going through that story of who we are and what we're doing, and to become our more enlightened spiritual self, to see how we can, and then trying to negotiate through all that, because it seems like every time we try to be more enlightened and more spiritual about something, life tends to bring us down like, you know, like no tomorrow, our dogs or animals end up having problems, or we help a friend through something, you know, like I've been helping a couple people through these, like I had a coworker came up and said, Natasha, should I buy this truck? Or should I trade my car for this truck? And I was like, I can't tell you to buy that truck or trade in your car for that truck. How do you feel when you think about it? How do you, you know, and he would start talking about how his mind was, you know, logistic. And I said, no. How do you feel? Does it feel right to you? You're intuitive, right? So it's like helping people trust themselves to make these life-altering decisions that we're making right now.
Yeah, you're that GPS system on their new truck or whatever, helping them navigate.
And helping them navigate. And I use that word a lot. because I know that, like, I picture when I see that word navigate, I picture a ship going through where there's two mountains, you know, on either side, and there's this skinny little, I know what the word is, but it's where, you know, where the water goes down real deep. It's,
why is that? On the tip of my, I think it begins with like a C or something, like a crevasse.
But I know that that person who is guiding the ship, the captain of the ship, we are the captain of the ship. But on that ship, because we're going through such a narrow passageway, right, where the ship can fit, that there's different helmsmen on different parts of the ship to negotiate. And that's our spiritual team. We have our spiritual team that is helping us guide ourselves through the narrow passages, ways of our life where stress happens.
Oh, canal?
And what's that?
Canal?
Or a canal. Yeah. It could be a canal or, okay. But it's really deep. It's where the two lands come down, but there's a deeper water where the ship literally has to go through this certain passageway. And so when we're navigating our life, when we're negotiating our life, that I love to be one that brings our spiritual team down and help us navigate through those narrow passageways of stress or draft. No. It's a canal or something like that. It's something that's, you know, so. But it's like it's out in the water. Sometimes it's not necessarily close up to land, but it's where like two islands are, where you got to go through a narrow passageway. That's kind of the word that's being used right now. So that's where I like to be, is that bridge between what is happening in our 3D world and what can we do with our emotional, mental, you know, spiritual mindset that we want to get to. Because it is, we can be the monk up on top of the hill, you know, doing the om, om, om. But really, us being down in the 3D world teaches us how to be spiritual in the middle of our greatest challenges and trials. You know, we can really find our peace and tranquility in moments like Tina going through what she went through. You know, it's like she may not be able to find her peace and tranquility like she does on a really good day when right before everything happened. But yet knowing that she can be okay when she sits down and cries because she needs to let go of that energy, right? Or, you know, being okay with who we are because we are emotional beings. You're still looking for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. It's like on the tip of my tongue, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, it's so close, you just gotta find that answer, you know, kind of like a dog when they're, you know, they lose a toy and they're still trying to find it after the human has already given up.
I know. I do that a lot. I trigger people into that. Okay. So with that, you know, we are going through some big, huge shifts. We just went Saturn into into Aries this weekend, and it's going to sit there for 2 years. It's been sitting in Pisces for 2 years. Now it's going to sit in Aries for 2 years. So there's going to be a little bit of fire and a little bit of passion. Did you find it?
Next best thing I got is a straight. But yeah, I don't think that's it.
That doesn't, but it makes sense where a straight would be, because it's like the straight of, you know, it's like a,
yeah,
you know, the Strait of the Peninsula, where the, you know, the Pacific, you know, here is the strait, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it, no, it's a narrow canal, or it's a narrow passageway. But moving on. So
we'll just call it the funnel or something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but we've been, and that happened just this last weekend where Saturn moved into Aries. And so if you're feeling a little bit, I know for me, I'm feeling a little headachy when I first wake up, like it's harder for me to get back into my body. I've been feeling a little bit off, a little bit lethargic in the morning, you know, where I've been able to get up and move. I'm not a morning person necessarily, but I've been able to get up a little bit more. But when I wake up, my body almost feels like it's like achy, but it's not achy in the sense of like my joints achy, but it's been like achy, like it, like my body and my soul. Yeah, my body is not necessarily with my soul, because my soul's doing so much work, you know, and there's that headache again. But then that means that also if I'm headachy, I know that my liver, my gallbladder are needing a little bit of assistance. And so I've been taking myself off dairy. I need to dephlegm my body, I'm hearing. And I'm being gentle with I'm eating a lot of my root vegetables and being good with eating foods that aren't necessarily so processed, you know, trying to get off the sugar again, you know, doing those kinds of things to help my body process the energies that we're going through. Because we're going through it, because we've been in this eclipse energy, which is on the 17th. I forget what it is. Is it a new moon or a full moon? I think it's a new moon on the 17th also. Can you look that up for me? I know if it's not there, it's just right around it. We have a moon phase that's really hitting around the 17th also. So we just had a full moon not too long ago.
Yeah, a new moon solar eclipse on February 17th.
Yes. So, and then we have the Chinese New Year coming in. So we've already
had the fire horse.
The fire horse. Guess what I am? I'm the fire horse.
Oh.
So, and my husband's a fire horse. So... But the fire horse, so we're really, you know, we've been in the year of the snake last year. We've been shedding our old skin. We've been shedding into our old understandings. And it's time to really get out and see now. Because the horse represents, this is what I'm getting intuitively. Now, I may not be in the Chinese rightness of this, but I've always been in the what is the universe trying to tell me about this year, right? It's about how can we balance the masculine and the feminine in us? Because the mare, the lead mare, usually leads the herd, the collective, right? That collective of the young, the collective of the, and then the stallion usually comes up in the end, supporting the oldest of the herd, who is more in the middle and the last because of working. So how can we find the balance of the masculine and the feminine, i.e. my knee and my shoulder, right? Masculine, mm-hmm. You know, that balancing the masculine and the feminine. Also, too, we're not done shedding yet. We're not done shedding yet, because what does a horse do in the spring? He sheds his fur. He sheds his winter fur. He sheds off the old story, that old processing. Because I know that for us, a lot of us, we're feeling like around the new year, you know, January 1st, it didn't feel like the new year. Well, actually, Aries is supposed to be the new year. That's supposed to be beginning of the 2026. So if you're finally feeling that fire to get moving, you've been contemplating things. You've been contemplating, what should I do? You know, like I have a girlfriend that's going through a life-altering experience, and she's had to move to go to California for a little bit of time to work through what she's working through. And she's been contemplating this since basically December. And she finally made the movement here in the beginning of February. I've also had a coworker that was thinking about changing jobs, and she's been contemplating it for pretty much this last year. Now she's going to start her new job on Thursday.
Oh.
So there's been a lot of decisions that we've been making. Like for me, I had a lot of insights that came through the beginning of this year, December through January, insights on how to have a voice, how to communicate differently, how I'm slowing myself down to process what I'm communicating, you know, and that kind of thing. And so that fire horse is now coming in saying, now it's time for you to get out and start talking. Thank you, Martha. You know, it's like, it's time for you to really start being. So if you're feeling that now, that passion to start doing what you've been thinking, right? Doing those things that you've been passionate about doing, wanting to do, but you just haven't had the gumption to do it. I know for me, I've been taking a lot of naps coming home from work. I've been taking a lot of restfulness because my body was processing a lot. So if you can, remember that, you know, if your body isn't quite ready to make the move, let it tell you when it's time to move. In other words, like if you're like my husband and I were working on our toilet, you know, fixing our toilet last night, and we came home from the hardware store, and I said, is it time for you to take your nap? Because he's been working a lot. He's been doing inventory. He's been having a lot of long days. And I said, do you need to take your nap? And he said, yeah. Okay, let's take your nap, and then we'll work on finishing the toilet. You know, it's like working with the theme of where we're supposed to say yes to and no to can really be helpful to us right now. And so don't be afraid to rest when your body says rest. Now, don't stay resting, you know, because that can be a part. So you were saying something.
Oh, I just had something I was going to share a little story about what you mm-hmm. were saying, but go ahead and finish what you were saying.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me personally, this past week, and you know how I mentioned I was in Kentucky, well, with my niece's birthdays, we had a lot of kids rolling around. Unfortunately, you know, it jumped into a petri dish. You know, there was a little birthday party cold was also present, and it spread itself amongst everybody that was, for the most part, in attendance. And of course, I was one of those that got to come down with that as a little party favor from the birthday party. But yeah, for like what you were saying about the listening to your body and when to rest, you know, all my 8 years of working at KKNW, I have never called on to say, hey, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to need to take this day off. But that Wednesday when I had most of that cold is just like, you know, I had to do it. I had to mm-hmm. call in and say, you know, my body's telling me is like, nope, just stay home. Take some rest, recover. And I'm glad I did, because I think that night I ended up sleeping like 14 or 15 hours. Like my body really needed that rest. Mm-hmm. And so it was good to call in and, you know, just take that day. You know, what do you have to lose?
Exactly, because that to me, that is the difference. Like for me, I had one morning I woke up with a kind of a really bad headache, and I was like, should I call in or not? It was the difference between a migraine and a not migraine, right? Because if I would have went to work and pushed it, I would have ended up with a migraine. And me and a migraine, it lasts probably about 2 days. And so going into this, that when I called in, it was like almost I had an ache all day, but it was like the pressure of saying you need to stay home was off. I stayed home, tinkered around the house, rested when I needed to rest. I took a nap. I just did it. It was a day of processing. And so I wasn't naming what I was processing, but I was processing. But there's this energy field that's coming in. And I don't know if anybody can feel it. It's like the energy some days in the last little bit here have been feeling like molasses. And so, moving through slowly, you just can't get it. It's like, and then there's been a lot of prickly people. I've been calling them porcupine people. A lot of people have been agitated, angry. I know I've actually been more having to watch my intention some days when I've been a little bit agitated, or I've been saying the mantra, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. I'm putting something between me and you because I don't want to pick up on your anger, because I would be picking up on other people's stuff. And so if you can, remembering that as we're going through these energies, and we're coming up on the top of the hour here, but I want to, go into maybe if we have time, if there's no other calls, the energy that this eclipse season is, the spring eclipse season is really intended for. And I know my mother-in-law's body and Martha's body and my body, my girlfriend, it's like we're all processing through a lot, and it's about that old story. So
And of course, we're going to get into all of that here into our 11 o'clock hour, given that we don't have any phone callers that are calling in to speak with you
yet.
about their own personal issues. And of course, if you want to do that, our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. The callers do take priority over the conversation. So if at any moment that you feel that little kick or your body is saying, you got to call in, speak with Natasha, just go ahead and do that and we'll get to your phone call. Another thing I do want to talk with you about, Natasha, as well as you were talking about all these energies that are coming up. And, spoke about communication things that are coming up, and we do have a Mercury retrograde, which we are in the shadow period of it, so it is already starting to take effect. So when you were talking about all this communication things, my mind was going like, but Mercury retrograde coming up. So we'll want to find out more about that too coming up. But in the meantime, we got to take a break for the top of the hour here on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Again, I am Nathan here. I'm filling in as a guest host for Martha today, since Martha is experiencing a bit of body pains going on right now, which have hindered her from doing the show today. But she is, as far as I can tell, having a good recovery going on right now. And of course, next week we have the encore, but in 2 weeks we'll be Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. So we'll be back with you again in 2 weeks for that. But we still have one more hour to go with Natasha Venter in this week's edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. So we are going to take a little moment for Martha to introduce us into the love train for the top of the hour, and we will be right back here with you on Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
All righty, so we are going to get on the love train one more time, and remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. Got to get up, get some energy going, and move in your body, and getting spiritualized up for the day and the week. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. Join me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And lots of opportunities during the show to send love all around the country, all around the world. It is the most powerful energy on the planet. And it's the best thing we can really do right now is just permeate the whole place with love, and we'll hopefully raise the vibration. Okay, so I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Thank you.